Thank you for calling OMAC Films. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Dwayne Thompson, and I just received a box of six little boxes of OMACs. When I called before, you said that the next delivery would be in June.
Okay.
So right. I have way too much OMACs.
Okay, I'd be happy to check on that and find out what happened. All right, sir, I'm sorry. What is your first and last name again, please?
It's Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Thompson. Pardon me, in one moment, please.
Yes.
All right, you have six boxes, you said. Okay, Mr. Thompson, for security purposes, please verify your address.
611 Briarwood Drive, Burr Ridge, Illinois, 60527.
Okay. All right, thank you for that information. Let's see here. All right, sir, I've got an account located. Let's see. This is the one I need. Well, that's the wrong one there. Go back out. I'm sorry about the delay.
No problem.
Just get this pulled back up here. And just take these back off. Get the correct one pulled up. All right, so that's the one that I need there. All right, sir, I'm sorry about the delay. I have gotten an account located showing your name and address. You are calling us about the OMAX 3, and you have one of our older shipments to buy 3, get 3. So let's see. Make sure. I just pulled up some additional accounts, but these are just making sure that you didn't have... Making sure you didn't have two here. All right. So let's see. Shows you had a shipment that went out. It looks like February the 19th for the fish oil. And you said when was your shipment supposed to go out?
June. See, I buy the OMAX for myself and another person. The other person has come down with the long-term COVID, so hasn't been using them. So I have like four boxes yet to be used, and then today I received six more boxes. When I called before, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to get another shipment so soon because the other boxes hadn't been used, and then they told me that the next shipment wouldn't be until June anyway. So I said, oh, okay.
Okay. Let's see, we usually note accounts when you call in. Let's see, the one that I pulled up that showed you had a shipment in February, that account canceled. Well, what did it cancel? I do apologize, sir. I'm trying to do a little bit of investigating. Find out what happened here. That's odd. Okay, you do have two separate subscriptions that are set up in the system? You said you order for someone else?
Yeah, this friend of mine, I just include...
Okay. I think that's better there. Sorry about that.
Months.
Trying to see if this one is it, probably. All right, let's see. Let's see. Now, I see a notation January the 25th. Called in to report he had 5 boxes of Ultra Pure and wanted to postpone shipment. Said he received an email that he was about to run out. Advised advertisement,
right.
Provided next ship date of 6/1.
Right.
So in this particular account, it does show that your next shipment, and nothing was shipped out on this one. But you actually have another account here. The one that I think that you're calling in. So I will make sure that this one's closed out. I'm not sure how it shipped. Let's see. Let me make sure that this one's closed out because it hasn't. Well, it says.
I'm a widower. I live alone. I have only had one account.
Yeah, it shows your name and address, and it shows an old subscription for the Omax 3x3 Get 3. It shows your AOL email.
Yeah.
So you don't need to. So let me just... I don't know how that had more than one there. Let me do some things to... get that straightened out. But you've been a customer for quite some time.
Yeah.
Now, how the other one got started could have been, I'll go back and look at the earlier notes. Sometimes call into place an order and your information gets put in again. But let me just make sure. So, yeah, that was the shipment. It shipped the 21st, is what the system shows. And that's the tracking number. So were one of these accounts, sir, for the other individual that you order for, possibly?
Or there's only been me. I'm just being generous with, actually, it's my personal trainer, and I ordered some for her too, and like I say, she's been sick, so she hasn't been using them. So
okay, sir, but do you need the 2 separate accounts?
I don't. It's never been 2 accounts. It's only been 1 account.
Mm-hmm.
I just order
sir,
6 boxes, and each time,
okay.
And then hand her 3. You know.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll close this one out. This one, most recent order it shows was January 23rd of 2020. Well, it's actually before then. You've been a customer at least since 2015. So this is the old account here. And I am making sure that that's the... All right, so your confirmation for this one is 799-808. I closed that one out, so that one will not have another shipment. And let me go back over. Oh, I need to put a note in there. Well, that was smart. All right, sir, I just need to make a note so that that I note that I close that you have 2 separate ones here, and I close the other one out, close this one out. Either that or I'll just go back in. Okay, what I'll do, let me just go ahead and assist you with this. And all right, let me just pull these 2 back up here. All right, so with the account that I pulled up, that shows the six boxes where it was extended with your next shipment for June 1, which is it got noted over here. Yep. So I'm sorry about the confusion. It's not your fault, but you actually had two accounts. It was December the 28th. Okay, sir, and I'm sorry about that. I was trying to do a little bit of investigating, but I did close out that extra account there. But how can I best assist you?
Well, I don't need the. I still have four boxes from the left, you know, from before, and now I just got six more today.
Okay. All right. It does show delivery was made today. Well, you weren't supposed to. I guess. This second account obviously that didn't get pulled up when you called in before. And we didn't realize that that one existed. Because before, you hadn't had a shipment. Since January 23rd of 2020. So it skipped all the way from January 23rd of 2020. And then you got a shipment. So I don't know how that happened. So what we can do, if you want to share that with your friend, it does have, of course, you already know about the benefits with skin and lowering triglycerides. We can just, I can provide you with a 50% refund to keep that one. If you think you and your friend could divide that up.
What about expiration? Is there any problem that it won't be used in time?
It should have a pretty good expiration date. Have you gone in the box or you didn't want to go in it yet?
Yeah, I just opened it.
Okay. Are you able to see the expiration date on it?
The order date is 2/19/2022.
Okay. The expiration date should be also on the box there.
On one of the six boxes?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, here it is. 4/21/23.
Okay. Has a pretty good date on it. And you can actually take the fish oil 30 days, up to 30 days past the expiration date. So not recommended to take it past those 30 days. But it has a pretty good date on it.
Well, the price is $149 and then there's shipping. So it comes to $159.80. So you're talking about taking 50% off?
Yes, sir. Refund 50% of what you paid there. If you just like to just go ahead and keep that.
Okay. So instead of $149.85, it'll be what, $75 and something?
Let's see, $159. And the cents was 80 cents. Yep. $159.80.
So you're
going to $79.90.
That's what you're going to take off. Okay, that's what you're going to charge me and what you're going to take off, too. Okay.
Yes, sir. It would be $79.90. So let's see. All right. So that's. Oh, I see how it's making me do it. I'm going to have to break it up into two parts here. got the shipping and handling and the price separate. So let me do the $149.85. Okay, $149.85. $74.93 with that one. And for the $9.95, it will be $4.98. So $74.93 plus $4.98. Okay. So what I will do, it's supposed to be $79.90. Let me just back up here. Just a moment, sir.
Okay.
All right. Make sure all of that's lined up. Oh, I guess I need to put the note here. Let's see, customer. Received shipment for 6 boxes today. Let me look on that last one. What was that note? That was January 25th. Two accounts on January 25th was assisted with account. Let's see, what was that number? 1546364. Let me do that again. Yep, I had it in reverse. 6364. And next shipment was extended until. Okay, so I'm about to get there. I'm sorry about the hold on the line.
Yeah.
Okay, until June 1. Canceled. This account that should not have billed. I don't think this one, sir, was supposed to have billed, but whatever glitch that was, put in an error. Let's see, customer overcharge. to where is that reason at? Okay, let me just take that out, process that with the refund. All right, so sir, you will see your refund there in 3 to 5 business days for the $79.90.
Okay.
That is processed there. And also, I closed out this account. I don't know how this one halted, and then it like it restarted. So I was looking for some more notes. Yeah. But that is closed there. Okay, sir. So are you wanting to further extend? Let's see. How did I do that? Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So instead of June 1st, probably September 1st. I don't know.
Okay. Let me pull this back up, and I'm sorry about the hold. Then I'll be able to, we'll be done. Let's see. All right, so that's for this account, and let me just, it's the very last one. Let me exit out of that. All right, so instead of June, July, August, September. Okay, so you want to try September 1 since you have, you're going to have 3 additional boxes.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. All right, that has... It's a continuity change, schedule change. All right, so now it's updated, sir, to show that your next shipment is September 1. And the account where you just got that shipment, that one was closed out. And I provided you there with the confirmation number. Okay, is there anything else that I can answer for you?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, we thank you so much for calling OMAX Health, and you please have a good rest of your day.
Oh, you too, Rachel. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.